The Bush administration and Republicans in Congress are proposing major changes to Head Start. Since 1965, the preschool program has tried to help children from poor families get ready for kindergarten. Their proposals in Congress call for adding more academics to Head Start and shifting some control from the federal government to the states. Democrats fear that could spell the beginning of the end of the popular program. From member station WNYC, Beth Fertig reports.
For parents living in poverty, Head Start is kind of like the Good Housekeeping seal of approval for preschool. They know any Head Start center has to provide health and dental screenings, nutritious meals, and social services, along with classes that prepare kids for kindergarten.
What is Caterpillar doing now?
It's hanging.
It's hanging. Where?
In Brooklyn, the Williamsburg Y Head Start program has been serving its community for 20 years. This class has 22 four-year-olds, many of whom are immigrants, and there are signs on the wall in Polish and Spanish. Assistant teacher Emily Antiquera says every child gets plenty of attention because she's one of three teachers.
I can sit while Elena can sit with three or four children. Visha could sit with two or three children. We can work with them at their levels. Whereas in a classroom where there might be only one teacher, she might not have that opportunity.
Despite its high standards, the Bush administration claims Head Start hasn't lived up to its promise. Republican Congressman Michael Castle of Delaware calls it a wonderful program.
But if you look at the assessments and results of Head Start, you realize when these kids are done with this, and by the time they get to kindergarten, their preparedness and readiness is nowhere near equal to other children who are from non-Head Start backgrounds, higher income backgrounds, et cetera.
Castle is co-sponsoring legislation that would require half of all Head Start teachers to hold a bachelor's degree by 2008. The bill would also give more authority to states by allowing them to combine Head Start funds with their own preschool programs.
It's wasteful to start to isolate certain programs because one is federal and one is state. I think it's much better to have a coordinated approach to this.
The House bill would allow up to eight states to experiment with this approach if they agree to provide matching money. They'd also have to continue comprehensive services, including health and nutrition, parental involvement, and school readiness. But here's the catch. Language in the bill says state standards would have to generally meet or exceed those of Head Start. And critics say that's no guarantee of quality.
It would destroy the program.
Ron Herndon is chairman of the board of the National Head Start Association.
States are suffering from terrible budget deficits now. Most states, including mine in Oregon, are cutting back on money to preschool programs. There is absolutely no way the states could receive this money and offer the kind of comprehensive child and family services that Head Start children now enjoy.
Herndon points to a study showing state preschool programs aren't always as good as Head Start. Democrats are fiercely opposed to the Republican plan. They see it as part of a greater movement to turn federal programs over to states in the form of block grants. Congressman Major Owens of New York sounded that alarm recently at a conference of Head Start providers.
We must not allow Medicaid to be block granted. We must not allow Head Start to be block granted.
But the Bush administration says it's ridiculous to call the proposal a block grant. Republicans note that states would have to abide by 16 different restrictions in order to qualify for the pilot program. Wade Horn is an assistant secretary in the Department of Health and Human Services.
Unless one wants to argue that it's in the interests of the secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services and the secretary of the Department of Education to encourage poorer outcomes for children, it's very hard to get to the point where you say, well, you know, the secretaries are going to sort of willy-nilly water down the quality of the services.
A House committee approved the bill last week along party lines, and the full House is expected to vote this summer. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.